KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Susie Rocho with The Do List. Cy Musiker is away, but David Wiegand is here to talk about the best in arts and entertainment this week. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Susie.
Let's start with a film fest that turns it up to 11. Still rocking at 37, that's the Mill Valley Film Fest, which kicks off on Thursday. And maybe you can explain why we played Metallica.
Well, this year they're the artists in residence for the festival. And because of that, each member of the band has picked a particular film that they're having shown during the festival. James has done The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. And Robert Trujillo has done, he's actually produced a new film on Jaco Pastorius that I'm really
bass
looking
player.
Forward to. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Great bass player. So, you know, that's why they're here. But there's also a lot of other really great films. The festival opens with The Holmesman, which is directed by Tommy Lee Jones. And I'm really looking forward to Eddie Redmayne, who's an actor I really, really love. He plays a young Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything, and he's going to be here at the festival.
And also, we should mention there's a free event honoring the life of Robin Williams that's going to be at the Throckmorton on October 5th as part of the film festival as well, and it's free. The Mill Valley Film Festival starts Thursday and runs until October 12th. Our next pick is an event you can only get to via ferry, and that's the long-awaited opening of At Large from Chinese artist Ai Weiwei on Alcatraz. And what can people expect when they get to the Rock?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm really anxious to get there. And this is an installation that he has been able to engineer from China, because he's not allowed to leave the country. And Cheryl Haynes, a local gallerist, has put it all together. And it's an exhibit that takes advantage of the prison and uses it to talk about prisoners of conscience all over the world. According to Kenneth Baker, our art critic, it's not a tourist thing. You can't just sort of walk through it. It's participatory. You have to sit and listen. You have to really take some time to learn and absorb it. But if you do, there's some great rewards here. And this is a real feather in the Bay Area's cap to have this exhibit here.
You can see a video of the making of At Large at kqed.org/arts. The exhibit runs through April 26th. And next up, a young band channeling old sounds. That's the LA band Juan from their new record Ganglion Reef. They've been out on the road with garage pop darling Ty Siegel, and it makes sense because he put out their record on his little imprint, but I love it. Most of it is pretty propulsive, noisy, fun, and a pretty good bet for a Monday night. They'll be at the Rickshaw Stop with Hollow Sunshine and Male Gaze. Tickets are only $10, so it's one of our cheap thrills this week. Next, we've got a cross-cultural meeting of two dance masters, and this sounds like a fantastic evening featuring one of our local treasures, the Chitras Das Dance Company, and it's a combination. This show, it sounds like it's a master of flamenco pairing up with a master of Kathak, which, if you haven't seen it before, it's beautiful. The dancers wear bells around their ankles. It's just something beautiful to watch, but also to hear.
Yes. You know, this really is interesting because you wouldn't necessarily think that there would be a whole lot of common ground between Kathak and flamenco. But in fact, that's what they've done here with a world premiere of a piece called Yatra. And they're also doing some free shows down the road, too, including one in San Jose and one at the San Francisco City Hall. That's with their youth company. But this is a great melting pot of dance that you shouldn't miss.
The world premiere of Yatra, Journey from India to Spain, is at the Palace of Fine Arts Saturday and Sunday. And finally, a duo with a sound bigger than its parts. And everything changes, you don't know I exist. Words they never said, do they really mean them? Someone give them to me now. Words that I can say, but you never hear them. Someone standing by the door. That is the Dodos with a song from their last album, Carrier. And they've been busy playing shows all over their place, but not here, not home. This is their first local appearance of 2014, and I have to say I've missed them.
Oh, I've missed them too. I love this band. I think they're really so incredible, and I guess this is their fifth release. Everything they do is just so much fun to listen to. It's so beautiful. Just welcome back. Stick around for a while.
The Dodos are at the Chapel tomorrow night. And I think before we go, you have one recommendation. You went and saw Pippin.
I do indeed. I went to Pippin. I reviewed it. You can see my review in the paper today. I love the show. I was just little man clapping out of his seat. It really is a lot of fun. It's here through October 19th at the Golden Gate Theater.
Great. Thanks for the list, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Susie Rocho. You can find details on all these shows and more picks at kqed.org/the-do-list.